About 2 weeks ago, we spoke on forgiveness and the response was amazing. Some people even saying where they went to go through this whole process of forgiving. So we have not concluded this discussion. In fact, we're going to continue this discussion. I've got a gentleman in studio by the name of Stefan de Villiers. He is the vice president of the Bible School on Wheels for Teach Every Nation, also an acronym for TEN. Stefan is a graduate of the University of Johannesburg, where he obtained an honours degree in theology. He furthered his education by completing an MBA through Milpark Business School. With more than 10 years of experience in senior management, Stefan has a strong background in leadership and organisational management. In his role at TEN, Stefan is responsible for leading the International Bible School Program and oversees the operations of TEN's dedicated conferencing and training center called TEN Campus. He personally trains hundreds of international leaders and plays a key role in building and maintaining important relationships with stakeholders. Stefan's combination of education, management experience, and passion for training leaders is instrumental in executing TEN's global strategy, which focuses on training leaders and equipping them with resources to start Bible School on Wheels training centers across the globe. Stefan, welcome to the Morning Drive at Impact 103.
Good morning, Brigitte, and thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very excited to be here and to discuss this topic with you this morning.
Oh, we are excited to have you over here, and I really appreciate you coming through from Joburg to be in studio to discuss a very important topic. We all know that word forgiveness, but do we understand that word forgiveness? We've got a lot to unpack, so I think I'm going to start with asking you the requirements that come with forgiveness.
Well, Brigitte, you know, the thing is, you will often find that when you ask people about forgiveness, many people will tell you they know it's very important. But for many people, this is kind of a theoretical concept because you know you need to forgive, but how do you forgive this? And I think this course helps you by first of all laying the foundation with the requirements that you need to be in a place to forgive. And I think the first thing that you need to do is you need to prepare your heart. You need to open your heart for forgiveness, because if your heart is closed, then as you will learn later in the course as well, you keep people in the prison of your heart. So if your heart is closed, you cannot really forgive. So I think the first requirement is to open your heart. Then the course also covers how to extend compassion to the people or the person that hurt you. And this is a very difficult one. And I think it's important that you lay the foundation with the first session to get to the second one, to how to extend compassion, because how do you extend compassion to someone who hurt you? And I think that's a very important part of the process. And then you need to release the person from the prison of your heart. I think that's a very key concept, is that you almost carry everything with you, all the people, all the hurt you carry with you in what we refer to as a prison. And you need to open your heart and let people out of that prison. And then you get to the point of forgiving. And then the course also takes you through very practical steps of how to forgive, so that, as we say, you never have to forgive anyone again. And then lastly, almost kind of a validation that you really forgave people is that you then bless them. You pray for them, and if appropriate, you even do something good for them. And I think why I'm saying if appropriate, because one of the key things is that forgiving someone does not always mean restoring the relationship, because sometimes you don't want to put yourself in a situation again where you can get hurt again. Maybe it's an abusive situation or abusive relationship. You need to get out of that. You need to forgive, but you don't always have to restore the relationship.
Stefan, I'm hearing a lot about what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I need to have an open heart. I need to have compassion. I need to release. I need to bless. So are you saying that forgiveness starts with me?
No. Forgiveness is our response to what God did. And I think, you know, forgiveness is a command from God. Jesus said that you must forgive people as God has forgiven you. And I think, you know, in Ephesians 4, it says that we need to forgive one another even as God forgave us in Christ. So if we are true disciples of Jesus, we need to act like him, we need to walk like him, talk like him. And So therefore, yes, it's something you need to do, but it is your response to what God first did. He sent his son to die for us, to extend forgiveness to us. And in response to that, that's why we also forgive.
I'm really going to flip the conversation a little bit over here, because we're talking about that we need to forgive. But what if you are on the other end where you need forgiveness, and that person that you have offended or you've hurt doesn't want to forgive you, but you want to be released? That's a completely different angle.
Mm. Well, I think, as we go through the course, one of the sessions is about forgiving yourself. So very often we hurt other people. I mean, we all do that. I've hurt myself through decisions. I've hurt people that I loved. And then you need to be able to forgive yourself. And obviously, if you have done something bad towards someone else, you need to ask God to forgive you for that sin. But if you haven't received forgiveness from that person, at least you should forgive yourself for hurting the other person. And in that sense, you can already begin to experience God's freedom and the peace that comes with forgiving and forgiving yourself. So we don't have control over other people, but we, like I said, we do have control over ourselves. And if we are the one that offended someone, I think the key is to forgive yourself and to ask God to forgive you for the wrong that you did, and then leave it up to him, because it is ultimately his spirit working in us to respond to him and also to be obedient to his word.
Stefan, we're leading up to a very holy holiday, and that is Easter. And Christ is the pinnacle. He mm-hmm. is the ultimate example of forgiveness. So as Christ followers, forgiveness can't just be a word. It can't just be something that we think we understand. Why is it so important, this concept of forgiveness? Not really a concept, but more of this act of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, if it wasn't for Christ's forgiveness, who forgave us first, and leading up to Easter and what happened on Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, none of us would have had the capability to be in a position to forgive. And I think, like I said earlier, because we were forgiven first, it's a response to God's forgiveness, but also it becomes a lifestyle. Because as you live your life, people hurt you, you do some things wrong. And if you keep on carrying those things with you, it becomes a weight. It becomes something that really ties you down. And in this course as well, you will learn of the consequences of not forgiving other people. There's a whole section on where Jesus said that when the person who didn't forgave is the one who owed him money, that parable, he was handed over to the torturers. So there's a measure of torture that happens. Now, I must be clear, it's not God who's torturing us, but there's a measure of consequences, let's call it that, for not forgiving, because God said that if you don't forgive, this will be the consequences. So if you are living in disobedience to God's word, there are consequences to that. And living a life of forgiveness, and the reason why I'm saying that is because it becomes a lifestyle. People hurt you, and immediately you think, I'm angry. Okay, wait, I need to forgive. And you go through the process. Living that lifestyle frees you up and keeps your heart prison empty, and also keeps you away from the consequences of not obeying God's word.
Keeps your heart prison empty.
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting concept. You've been involved at Teach Every Nation for quite some time now. You lead the 70x7 course, which is the forgiveness course mm-hmm. that one can go through and be part of. But first, before we discuss the details of that, do you have any testimonies that have come out of that course?
Well, I almost want to ask you, how much time do we have? Because we actively solicit feedback from all our courses, because we've got a range of courses, ranging from skills courses, head courses, which is knowledge, and then the heart course, which is forgiveness. It touches you on a spiritual level. And I must tell you that the forgiveness course is the number one course that we get testimonies on. Just on a personal level, I've done the course myself, and there were some people that I needed to forgive. So I've experienced this freedom and peace that comes with it myself. But one person that springs to mind is a couple of years ago. I facilitated this course at a church, and one of the people that came in was a lady, and she didn't look good. She had hard lines on her face and kind of a bitterness that you could just see. She didn't smile often. And as we go through the course, I could see she was really being touched. And at one stage in the course, there's actually a period or a time where you can give people the opportunity to apply what they've learned and to really start forgiving as part of the sessions, which is a very good ministry moment as well. So my wife and I prayed for this lady, and we helped her. And as she started to forgive the people that has hurt her and things that happened, I could see a change in her. It was almost as if the hard lines on her face started to fade, and she became lighter. And at the end of the course, she was smiling much more. There was a new light in her eyes. And and I just know that she really forgave everyone. And the best part is when we visited that church a couple of months later, this same lady was active in the church. Her marriage was restored. She was ministering. I think she was part of the children's ministry at that point, and her whole life changed just because of that one act. Well, a couple of acts, because there was lots of things that she needed to forgive, but just that one almost intervention in her life put her on a completely different track, and basically restored a lot of things in her life. So I'm not saying it's like, you know, a magic formula, but it is a very powerful principle that God teaches us in His Word.
Well, these courses that is on offer at 10 courses, we're talking about the forgiveness course, 70x7, and hearing a testimony like that actually changes the trajectory of somebody's eternal life, yeah. Also.
Yes.
Because it's not just a matter of holding onto something and going a certain direction. It's a matter of knowing the difference that it's going to make in your life to forgive. Yes, it's a process, and the courses are over some time. Let's talk about the details of the course that is offered at Teach Every Nation.
Well, Brigitte, you can find the course on our website. The website is 10 courses. That's tencourses.org. And the course is completely free. There's no cost to it. You can. The only thing you need to do is you need to register as a student, but you don't have to pay any fees. And then all the video sessions are there. You can also download the PDF workbook from the website. We do have a professionally printed workbook, which is for sale. You can buy that if you like to. But the whole course, the full workbook, everything is available for free on the website, and you can download that. And if you need any more information, you can also email us at help@teacheverynation. So the email address is help@teacheverynation.org. And we will assist you in any way we can to get a hold of the course.
Really appreciate your time today. I mean, this is a topic that it's very difficult to unpack in 10, 15 yes. minutes. But appreciate you just starting this conversation and getting people to understand what forgiveness really is all about. And you've been doing this, as we say, for quite some time. Stephan de Villiers is Vice President at Bible School on Wheels for Teach Every Nation, and it's been such a privilege to have you on air this morning. If you want to get onto this course and you say to yourself, you know what, I can hear what the Lord is saying, and this is confirmation, I need to get going with this forgiveness process, then send the word Forgiveness Course to Impact Radio's WhatsApp. That's 071-364-0376. We will send you the link, and we'll also send you the email address, help@teacheverynation.org, if you do want to make contact. Stephan de Villiers, once again, thank you so much for your time on The Morning Drive.
Thank you. Appreciate it.